Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 4th of August 2016, and this is the 413th Moll Out Loud podcast. I haven't had to go anywhere today, and it's been a really lovely, spacious day. It's been quite grey outside, and I've been indoors, but sort of pottering around, researching murmurs and doing a couple of other things. I have been faffing as well. I have to admit that it's been a day when I've really felt like just cozying up to the fire with my cat. And of course, I've been able to do some things as well as doing that. I mean, at the same time as doing that, which makes me feel as if I'm not working quite as hard as when I'm sitting at the table. One of the things I have also been doing, not whilst I've been researching, obviously, but while I've been doing other little chores around the house, is listening to Primo Levi's Periodic Table, which is on the BBC iPlayer at the moment. Primo Levi tells stories about his life, or drawn from his life, around each of a number of elements, and it's really beautifully told and very thought-provoking. I am completely ignorant about chemistry. It's not something that girls did when and where I went to school. And so it's really a total mystery to me. But I feel my curiosity really piqued by listening to these stories and Primo Levi's own excitement about the periodic table and the elements. And so I love finding that I'm listening to things that really make me want to understand things further. So I will attempt to post a link to the website. I can't see why it should be a problem, only if I forget. So I shall write it down right this minute on a sticky note to add the Primo Levi link. I absolutely recommend it. I think it's available for a whole year, and there are quite a few episodes. Some are sort of bulked together. I haven't quite worked out how that works. Perhaps some are omnibuses of the others. But anyway, that's been an enormous pleasure to me today, and on other occasions too. I've been listening to them on and off for a couple of weeks. But today I had quite a big binge of them, so that was really interesting. And now I am going to, after I've done my uploaded this podcast and had a little work session with my sister, I'm going to make some risotto with some mushrooms I bought at the market. They're not as questionable as the last lot I got. They're called jelly ears, they're commonly called Judas's ear, because they look like ears and they grow underneath elder trees quite often, or on elder trees, and apparently Judas Iscariot hanged himself on an elder tree, so it's a rather kind of grim association, but they're really, really nice meaty mushrooms. So I'm going to make them into this risotto, which should give me a couple of meals, and it's really good winter fare. So I'm looking forward to that as well, to cooking something up, and having something ready so that I can eat it at lunchtime tomorrow as well, tomorrow evening, when I'm usually quite busy with Murmurs of Moll. I do hope that you've had a great day today, and if you're in a winter zone, which I guess most of you are not, I hope you've been able to rug up and hone in and enjoy the interiority of the winter. Or if you're a bit more mobile than I am at the moment, that you've enjoyed good bracing walks, which are always fantastic. So I'm hoping that when my hip is better, and I must say it feels much better today after some cupping and acupuncture yesterday, that I will be able to enjoy some really cooler weather and some walking. If you're in warmer climates, I hope you're enjoying the sun. I know that some of you are winter people, in which case my commiserations. But those of you who are summer people, I hope that you're really enjoying it, enjoying the warmer weather and the longer days. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today. I won't be with you tomorrow because of it being a Murmurs Day, but I will be back on Saturday. And I really look forward to talking to you again then.